Review, Writing Section, Problem 32, Lecture.
Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage you have just read.
Newer, high-speed computers have allowed us to perform experiments by modeling events that would be very difficult to duplicate under natural conditions. And we've been able to do some interesting research with models of the collapse of an interstellar cloud under the influence of its own gravitational pull. The modeling has led to a general consensus that stars form in that way, a process of collapse, I mean. So, although the experiments aren't definitive, they lead us to the logical conclusion that when a star is born, it will probably have a circumstellar nebula with conditions that are very favorable to the formation of planets. In effect, we've been able to watch the conditions that existed at the beginning of the formation of the solar system and observe how the planets were formed, and that's pretty amazing. Furthermore, the modeling suggests that the planetary formation seems to be a natural consequence of the process that initiates the formation of a star. So, this suggests that planetary systems are the rule rather than the exception, and that means that an organized search for other planetary systems should yield some rather interesting results. We may find that the nebular hypothesis is valid not only for our solar system, but also for other systems in the universe. Besides that, when we do the math, we have to assume that at least some of the stars would produce solar systems with planets that could support life.